supreme game, taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut, bees in no time, you stop breathing. Next week. You know, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it for boxing for this week. Is there any other boxing stuff?
Oh, let me ask you this. Did you see the Clarissa Shields fight? I only saw
I did see it. I did see it. You know, and honestly, if there's one thing I gotta take away from it, honestly, Clarissa Shields probably needs to stop doing it because she almost got her arm snapped in that fight. Like, you know, like, old girl had her, like, her arm, like, you know, getting ready to be dislocated and broke at one point.
I gotta give Clarissa Shields a lot of credit for that. She's tough because, like, anyone else would have tapped out immediately.
Yeah, like
for her to even last that long.
Yeah, old girl had her in that arm bar, and that shit, she was cranking that shit. Like,
I
was
like a lot of people gotta realize, shit like that, like arm bars and Kimura locks, like, this ain't like we need to be holding on for like 3 minutes trying to power out. No, if you're not out by like 15 seconds, you're risking your shit fucking snapping. The fact that she held on for that long, that is crazy. I gotta salute her for that.
Yeah, no, that's
say whatever you want about Shields and how annoying she can be, but she's tough, and I'll never question her toughness.
Yeah, like I was just like, fuck me, like, and she won a split decision in that fight too, though. But it was just like, I mean, obviously,
that's what I'm asking for. Like, was it really a split decision, or like? They gave the other girl more credit, or what?
No, I will say this though: Shields came close to knocking her, out near the end of the fight though, because she was like teeing off on her.
Yeah, I think that's the clip they keep showing, and I'm like, God damn! Like she was really,
yeah.
Because even that last punch was awesome. Like, yeah, nigga, take that.
But the thing is, too, I'm also hearing too that her arm did get fucked up in some fashion. From being put in that armbar for so fucking
probably long. Got hyperextended or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, like, for someone who's a boxer too, like you have to be careful being put in them damn locks because she's still a novice. Like, yeah, she has hand skills, but you know her grappling skills are not really there. Like, you know, whatnot. So it's like, you know, you get put in there. Like people, like, if she, I know she won't tap too because. Obviously, if she tapped, then her social media will be the trolls and everything that people who don't like her will probably let her have it. So I think that's part of the reason why she.
That's more important than them saving your arm and you use your arm to box. Like, oh my god!
I mean, bro. Like, I mean, so,
you know, was the money worth it? Like, what was the purse? Like, you'll never find the purse of these shits.
I mean, for her, I mean, in boxing, she doesn't make $1 million. I mean, she only makes like $500,000 at most, but you know. It's not like she makes...
How many niggas is making that? Like, we not going to sneeze at that now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure PFL probably pays her a good pay because just for the notoriety of having an active women's boxing champion fight for them. You know, certainly she's no Clay Collar, nigga, so...
So. Well, man, I think that was like the whole PFL, PFL versus... off versus Bellator or whatever.
So oh yeah, it's in Saudi Arabia, isn't it?
Yeah, that was Saudi.
So she probably did get broke. So she probably is.
I mean, you know, they had
she was on the I think the free card.
Friends Nagano, John Jones. You know, they had people out there for that shit. You know?
Yeah, I just remember. Yeah, it was in Saudi Arabia. So yeah, so I'm pretty sure she probably made a payday. She made more than enough. Else, I'm pretty sure she would be complaining about it by now. You know, but yeah, but seriously though, she's tough, but honestly, she needs to be very careful about, you know, facing someone who, because she has already, people want to break something on her, like, you know, and just seeing her arm crack like that, I was like, yeah, let's, like, you know, try throwing a jab with arm problems, like, that's gonna be, you know, it's not detrimental, it's detrimental.
Yeah, that's all them perv niggas, like, hey, that ass though.
Yeah, right. You know, but yeah, she won though. I mean, like it was a close fight, but she won. You know,
because split decision. I mean, somebody thought that other shorty won. That's why I'm just like,
yeah, tough though. Like, I have to give her props. Tough for to grinning out that submission and not like tapping or anything like that. Like I said, she was very close to going viral with the arm break. She was very, very close.
And I see now, like. they had, like, they were showing an overhead view of her punching. Mm-hmm. And really what her problem is, she doesn't really rotate her hips on her punches. Mm. She's an arm shoulder puncher. Right. So she gives the impression like she's throwing hard, but she's not putting all of that big body behind her shots. Mm-hmm. So it looked like she's throwing hard, but her body, her true body, what she weighs, is never behind her punches.
Right. I mean, for MMA fighter,
you can see, but it stood out more in the MMA because the way they film it.
Right.
Whereas boxing, it's little. The cameras move different, so you don't see it as obviously as in MMA. But the MMA, it didn't. And plus, with the smaller gloves, it really stands out.
Right. And on top of that, you know, I mean, obviously just being a boxer and it's her discipline and whatnot, most MMA fighters can't really handle that, you know, when they get hit by a boxer. Like, they, for the most part, they all, yeah. You know, they have funny reactions to it. So it's like, it's
because it's a proper punch. It's just, she's just missing that one, she's just missing the lower half of her body in the punches. That's all it is. I know people could, you know, but that's how boxing works. Like, you could win gold medals, world titles, be undisputed, and you could still have a fundamentally bad habit.
Right.
That's wrong. And yes, what she's doing is wrong, because I could see it clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no hip rotation at all behind her punches. At all. Because the way she was wailing on that bar, mm-hmm. she was supposed to drop her.
Yeah, right.
Like, dude, I've seen chicks in the street. If they get them type of hits on, man, my timeline is full of them broads getting knocked out like that. So it's like, you can't tell me you got all that at that size. Like, shorty look like she's like 180.
Right.
Like I've always said, and I won't, like, to me, she's a female Tim Bradley, especially how she punches.
Yeah.
Very Tim Bradley like.
That flailing type of girl, no, that's mine. No.
Like her, I mean, Sean Porter too. I feel like, you know, they're physically strong.
I think Bradley is a better comparison than Porter. Because I don't think she doesn't smother her work like Porter.
They're physically strong, but they're just not strong punchers. It's weird. I mean, I just mean in that
regard. See, the thing is, like, and the reason why I put Porter above both of them in punches, because for some reason, Porter still, every now and then, with his style,
crap.
He puts his body behind his punches. Mm-hmm. When he's not smothering and he has to throw overhands or those left hooks, he's putting body into them. So I mean, what do you think he was rocking Spence with?
I get it, but he sucks.
Bradley don't really do that. Like, Bradley only has one punch that he puts his body in, and this that overhand right he throws. Right. You seen these caught dudes with it, like Edner Cherry, who else? Junior Winner.
Yeah.
Abregu.
Casamayor.
So he has it, but he doesn't, it's not a consistent punch. Mm-hmm. And when he throws a straight right, he doesn't drop his knee enough to really put the force. So yeah, like, but yeah, you're right, because see, the thing is, Porter doesn't flail like Bradley and Clarissa Shields do. Like, Porter might smother his work, but he never just flails. Like, he looks at what he's punching at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell sometimes Shields and Bradley, they're punching, they're doing the motions to punch, and they're like, they could be whatever, but they're motioning punches. That ugly flailing ass shit. But hey, I mean, it won them fights. But that's the thing, like, you can have other things that you're good at in boxing where it can make up for those flaws. So, but yeah, like, but Pat Wright, like if you're gonna be in, like, you got, like, yo, she has to punch better in MMA. in order to really keep doing that. Because if the competition get better and she's not dropping these broads, you know, they going to, you know, try to break a leg or try to break an arm or a shoulder or whatever the fuck.
She has taken an L before, but obviously, yeah, if she eventually, she might meet her maker, you know. She might meet her maker, really,
she's also very
you could take an L and lose an arm or lose, like, you could really take an L, like, no Cool J, I'm just saying, like, in boxing, you could take an L and it's like, okay, you got a black eye. You know, let this nigga really beat your ass, like. But you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit is real though. But again, like salute, like, but it's still salute her for doing this and going back to boxing stuff. But yeah, I think she has to be very careful about how she goes, how she does all these. Because
remember, you lose. And see, anybody else, they just losing one paycheck. She losing two paychecks,
right?
MMA and boxing, so it's like.
Yeah.
You gotta get these broads out of here, yo. You can't be throwing 1,000, you know, Killer Instinct combos and shit, and then, you know, they still here. Not when they could damn, you know, endanger your money makers and
yeah, straight up, yo.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to watch the fight, see what it is.
It's on the zone.
What is it on?
It was on the zone. So yeah, but if you go on YouTube, I'm pretty sure it's probably up there now. But it aired on the Zone.
All right, thanks.
But yeah, that's about it, man. Because I know my stomach's growling, so I'm gonna I want to get some.
Yeah, ain't nothing else. Nothing else happened. I don't even think we had any decent Twitter polls or anything. So,
but trust me, though. Know, but we'll be back though on Thursday with the music. You know, with music playlist battles. And although YouTube, though, you know, I'm kind of upset they're kind of hating hard on the reason why, because, you know, obviously P and Rome had a good playlist battle, but YouTube didn't like one of the songs. And, you know, and
fair usually use. It was fair use.
Yeah, it was hating. Yeah, so, like, it's their people, and we're working to try to get that enabled on YouTube again. But yeah, they just didn't like one of the Future song on there, so they decided to ban it in all territories, which means I can't even make it public anymore. It's there, but I have to work. I have to dispute it. So if you're looking for that, that's the reason why. You know,
can we edit the video? Go in there and mute that. Cut or
yeah, we can
paste the picture of Future in Jersey.
Yeah, I can mute the song, or I might try to dispute it first that it's fair use. But if not, then I'll just mute it, and then hopefully we can enable it again.
Just tell niggas like, all right, pull up another browser and just listen to this song real quick.
Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a battle. So it's a shame.
So that's why I'm surprised too, because you know we've done so many different variations of having music on our podcast and stuff like that, and just that's the first video that I got. Band.
We even reviewed Future album before. Like, damn, Future, like, chill, nigga.
But yeah, though, so final thoughts before we get up out of here. LB, since you came a little late, I'll let you do yours first.
Hold on, when's that card? That card we previewed previous was Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah.
What, 10:30?
Probably
10. Alright, cool. That's decent. Yeah, alright. There's more content on the way. We posted up more shorts and shit and videos on YouTube. You already know, you know, because I got the illest students in the world, you know what I mean? Yes, taking sir. Over. Because it's leveling up, getting better, sharper. I'm gonna get that defense and we're gonna be all pretty as me out there in that bit. You know what I mean? But yeah, looking forward to this Saturday, some good little boxing card. See what's up with that. More shit. Me and Prolific working on some. So you know, I hit that nigga up right now. Actually, when he get that done, what I'll probably do is, you know, I'll preview it on the IG story. So y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me on IG. I mean, the Shuttleworth or the Soul Wars, whatever. Like, you'll see it, but. You know, because you know, I might preview it there if I drop it on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Word up.
Make y'all work for that shit. But the other thing, this Thursday, the battle is me and RR. But we got like some new categories. We're gonna have the Maddie Fresh production joint, the Kanye joint. We going
Lady Cut, girls.
Lady Cut, yeah. You know, salute the ladies. You know what I mean?
Group record. I mean,
group record. We gonna have that because we all listen to lots of rap groups.
What was it? I forgot what the fifth one. There's a fifth one, isn't it? I forgot what it was.
Oh, my favorite. This song.
Oh, this record. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Woo. So we got some. I don't
know what you. Well, I'll talk about it after. All right.
Okay. Yeah, but we got a good one lined up for Thursday, so we gonna see we definitely gonna see how that is, and we gonna get in the mind of Pilot and see what he be listening to when he be having his adventures in Nemo's Slumberland and shit. The high ass nigga. So yes, we looking forward to that, and so that's about it. Then make sure you fucking follow us, retweet, like our shit, like how you normally do. Let's see. Oh, shout out, salute Karma Serena. See, so you was laughing.
Yeah, she laughed during the part, you know, that Pilot little incident.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, that was classic. Shout out to that nigga. Yeah, damn. But yeah, that was a good little episode. Appreciate it. Sorry I was late, y'all, but you know. I was doing real boxing, you know, instead of talking boxing. But, you know, it's good to do both.
It is. It is. Absolutely, man. So, Pilot, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I don't got much. It was a good short show today, you know. Boxing was cool. Boxing next week's is all right. And we're the best. You know, shouts out to everybody. Don't be jumping at NFL quarterbacks that were beasts because you might get your ass whooped. And living into me, so.
Shout out to Cam Newton.
Like, yo, honestly, that shit looked like the last scene of The One with Jet Li. All those niggas running up the hill trying to fight him, and Jet Li is like,
that's insane. I need to hear.
Go to the end of that movie, Jet Li, The One, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about if you remember it when he gets transported to that other. The other multiverse, and it's a bunch of niggas, criminals, and they're like, oh, yeah, we about to fuck your shit up. And they start going after him, and he's like, that's how it looks. I'm sorry, but yeah.
No, you're thinking that. Yeah, but you know, shout out to everybody. Have a good week. It's the last month of Black History Month, and celebrate it. Enjoy it safely. That's all I got.
Word up, though. P, what about you, bro?
Did you say the last month of Black History Month? What?
The last week, I'm in. Last week,
bro.
I'm going to say, what?
These niggas said, like, all right, this is the final month of Black History ever.
I'm like, wait, are we getting, what? Yeah, confuse me for a minute. But anyways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, honestly, if they give us, when they give us reparations, I think they'll do some shit like that.
Probably, unfortunately. This was a good Sunday Punch episode, you know what I'm saying? So, always good to do boxing on Sundays. So, no football. So, we get our boxing on Sundays. And of course, this dude would. Well, you know,
wearing an apron with that fist pump. Shit.
Get the fuck out of here, the sorry ass Eagles, nigga. I throw a spiral at a fucking eagle if I see one, nigga.
Nigga, shut up, yo, with your throw a spot.
I know, get that shit a buzz cut. That shit go
stupid, yo.
Nigga hating on me because I got my braids and shit.
Yeah, nice episode. You know what I'm saying? Good show. Good weekend of boxing. Let's hope for some more good weekends of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pat. Going up next week to do some work. Ring gang in the building.
Yes, sir.
You know, we gonna be at these fights, so just look out for us and look out for more content. And I just gotta say, it was just brought to my attention. Somebody sent me a clip of some random nigga going around in the Bronx, you know, my hometown, going around just hitting people with fucking Diamond Dallas Page diamond cutters. Yo, fuck around and do that shit to the wrong person. Watch what's gonna happen.
Yeah, watch his brain.
Do that in the Bronx street. Yeah, come to the bodega and try to diamond cutter someone. Go fucking diamond cut your ass out the fucking building. Right.
Yo, that's what are you banning him or are you welcoming him?
No, I mean, he could come in, but he can't fucking do any diamond cutters to anybody. So,
yo, I swear.
Or is he gonna get
how about RKO? No, neither.
No.
Yo, what the fuck?
First off,
he's like, RKO, no, the pedigree.
First off, same fucking thing. So, you know, we're not doing nothing. I love wrestling, but take that wrestling shit somewhere else. Can't be running up people trying to do wrestling moves. Fuck around and you'll get knocked out.
That's what people be doing a lot of shit for clout, man. That's why social media be having people doing some stupid shit, you know, for clout, man. Like, people will be able to understand, though, there's real life consequences for chasing clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, motherfuckers gotta understand that this social media shit ain't real. Like, motherfuckers gotta cut all that bullshit out. Like, you know, like ring gang is real on social media, but it doesn't mean other, you know, everything is, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta learn the difference, though.
Yeah.
You can't be portraying strangers any old different way and thinking that you won't get fucked up. Because if someone gets murdered or seriously injured, then, like, hey, they chase that shit. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Yeah. But outside of that, you know, this is a good
one.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Yeah, that was
good. No, that's all I got to say. You know, take it away, boss.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it was a good little show. Like I said, it felt good to do it on a Sunday, you know, like I said, because it's, you know, like I said, you got to fill some voids, you know, for the next 6 months or so. You know, obviously there's still ringing stuff for me, so it's always ringing 24/7, 365. So there's always things for me to do, but you know, outside of that, you know, I gotta do other things. I gotta adjust. But you know, more shit along the way. Looking forward to the playlist battle on Thursday. Looking forward to driving up to Verona, New York on Friday afternoon. 4 hours and all, though, but it should be a pleasant ride. You know, I get to stop by Roy Rogers. You know, that's always a treat for me. You know, because I was like, fuck with, you know, that's one of my weird vices. I love Roy Rogers. You know, but yeah, stop there and, you know, gamble and taking the sides. I'm pretty sure I'll probably see some fighters. Hopefully, I'll get a couple of interviews on the spot. You know, so yeah, it should be a good time. But yeah, so for myself, you know, Pat Scorpio, the England representative for LB, sort of with the God, the Go Artist, aka Light Skin Time, LST for the ladies, you know, for King P, Bodega P, and for Conscious Pilot, you know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So until next time, peace.
LST.